say this afternoon I'll lay down and rest for a while and watch the traffic go by and things like that. I've just got to the point, you know, where I'm not able to work like I used to. Mm-hmm.
Did I tire you too much yesterday?
Oh, no, this don't tire me at all. But what I started to tell you, I enjoyed, as I told you before, really enjoyed rolling, I call it rolling the ball along. Just to, you know, get up in the morning and get out and get my mule, get my tractor and really hold the ball of jack. But now then, I don't do that at all. I've got a different view in life altogether now. I'm just going to try to be ready now when the good Lord gets ready for me now from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you can take it easy.
Well, I got to. I just can't work anymore. But it is an awful hard job for me to try to get used to that.
I imagine.
Oh, man. You bet it was hard.
What would you say to a good friend in the morning when you met him?
I'd say, hi, or how are you this morning?
And if someone introduced you to someone?
I'd say, glad to meet you.
And if you were to invite someone to return, you'd say?
Come back and see me sometime. Enjoyed your visit very much.
What would you say as a boy, the first thing on Christmas morning?
I'd say, has old Sandy been here?
Yeah.
I go hunt my stocking up and hanging around the old fireplace, you know, things like that.
Did you ever shout a greeting to anybody?
Well, yes. Lots of times you holler at somebody, you know, and say, come over and see me sometime. I want to get better acquainted with you. Something like
I was thinking about Christmas morning. If you...
Oh, yeah, we'd holler Christmas gift.
What did that mean? Anything?
That meant it is you were supposed to give him a Christmas present of some kind.
What was that, first one to holler?
First one to holler, he'd have it won, you know.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
Did
you say anything else
on
Christmas?
After
you said Christmas gift, would you say?
Well, it's no, nothing.
Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas or something to that effect.
How about your greeting on New Year's morning?
Well, it's Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's to you.
Let's see, on the 10th of the month, you'd say the bills are...
all coming due now. We'll have to take care of those.
And if you belong to a lodge or something, you have to pay your
dues.
In the 30s, money was mighty.
Oh, you bet you it is tight. You don't need to tell me. I went right through those. Remember it well. But I haven't got, you know, a lot of people back, you remember, I know, when Roosevelt went into the president, he closed all these little weak banks, and he fixed the banking business, so it's really something I can remember.
Thank goodness.
If he hadn't never done nothing else, that was one of the wonderful things he'd ever done. A lot of times a fellow'd sell his place or something, put his money in the bank, lose every bit of it, you know. And now then, you're guaranteed up to $10,000, you know. If the bank isn't stiff enough to run like that, well, it'll just push you out of business. Right down in that little Siloam town the last 30 days. Well, it's been a little longer than that of building it, but it opened up about 30 days ago, a brand new bank.
All
modernized inside, air conditioned. You drive
ready for the boom, huh?
Drive up at the back and make your deposit, never get out of your pickup or... Or car, either one, and all the land, yes, that little old town with the market. A few more industry factories and things get in there, why, the first thing you know, that'll afford lots of people and work. That's what makes a town, you know.
It makes a state.
That's right.
Now, if there's not much of a supply of something, you say it's mighty.
It's a dwindling down. We've got nothing to go by here. We have nothing. All vanished away or something.
Getting